Good to be here tonight.
I tell y'all, good preacher sitting in here tonight. You know, it makes me have to, I guess, work a little bit harder up here. If you got your Bible, y'all turn with me to 2 Samuel, chapter 14. And I'll go verse 28. I might go all the way through 33. It reads like this. It says, so Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, and saw not the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king. But he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said unto his servant, see, Joab's field is near mine, and he had barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Then Joab rose and came to Absalom unto his house and said unto him, wherefore have thy servant set my field on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, behold, I send to thee, said, come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now therefore let me see the king's face, and there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. I want to preach the message tonight, and the Lord will be my helper, setting your barley field on fire. Will y'all stretch forth your hand this way and pray for me tonight. As I pray, the Lord anoint my lips to flame. Grace, Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before you, Father God. Lord, tonight, Father, this is humbled, I know how, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, yes, anoint thy word, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord, yes, make your word fire, Lord, that people would, Lord. Lord, I know the word of God, Lord, you're going to do what it's set out to do, Father. Lord, I know, Lord, anointing tonight, Lord, is like a hammer that breaks the rock to pieces. Lord, just minister to me, Father God. Lord, if I can minister to others. Lord, I know I'm nothing, Lord, tonight. Lord, I says I abide in you, Father. Lord, just minister to me, Lord, tonight. Lord, just anoint me, Father, tonight. In the name of Jesus, I do pray.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Do you remember the story of how Absalom had fled from Jerusalem? Under fear of David's anger, he was after a time permitted to return. But he was not admitted into the presence of the king. Earnestly desiring to be restored to his former post of honor and favor, he besought Joab to come to him, intended to request him to act as a mediator. So Joab, having lost much of his liking for the young prince, repulsed to come, and though he was sent for repeatedly, he declined to attend as he desired. Absalom therefore thought of a most wicked but most effective plan of bringing Joab into his company. He bade his servant to set Joab's field of barley on fire. This brought down Joab in his wrath to ask a question. Wherefore have thy servant set my field on fire? This was all Absalom wanted. He wished an interview, and he was not in careful matter as to the method by which he obtained it. The burning of the barley field brought Joab into the presence of Absalom, and it was accomplished. Amid the sin of the deed, we have here a picture of what is often done by a gracious God when his wisest and best design offers he sins for us, and not for his profit but ours. He woos us. I'm telling you tonight, some of us are sitting under the sound of my voice. You know the Lord has wooed, and he has called you, and all you do is want to sit still. But I'm telling you, it's no more than what you know has done to this field right here. He's going to set your barley fields on fire one day. He's going to try what will come your way, and you're going to need to pray. I'm telling you, sometimes it's too late when the barley fields is burning. Sometimes, I'm telling you tonight,
is sometimes a kid may fall sick in your family. I'm telling you, you get a hold of the church and say, pray. Pray tonight. I'm telling you tonight, he'll set your barley fields on fire. They'll bring you to an altar of repentance. He'll right. do it tonight.
Right.
He'll do it. He's no respecter of persons tonight. I'm telling you tonight, he's calling you. He's wooing you. You don't never know when it's your last time. The Spirit of God don't always strive with man. It'll be a time when you want to get in, when you want to live right, and you can't get in. I'm telling you tonight, the door of mercy is open. It's open for you now, but it's going to be a day that door of mercy is going to be shut, and you ain't going to be getting in. I'm telling you tonight, if you're sitting there to sound my voice tonight, I'm telling you, pray, pray, make your calling elect sure. That day is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart is the day of provocation. I'm telling you, it's time to do something with it.
Right.
It's going to be a day. He's going to set your barley fields on fire. Mama may be sick. Daddy may be sick. Papa may be sick. And on their deathbed, I'm telling you, your barley fields on fire. They burning. They burning. How many times have they called you? I don't know. It could be somebody in the church. How many times have they spoke to you? How many times have they called you? And you would not. You would not come. You would not come. Now it seems like there's a trial coming your way. I'm telling you, there's something coming your way to get your attention.
Amen.
You know, he sends things to build you up, not to tear you down.
Oh, that is right.
He sends it to build you up, to make you stronger. I can remember a day in 1995. I had a little boy. They get killed in an automobile accident. I tell you that night, brother, my barley fields, it was burning. It was burning. I was a simple and wicked man, but it was on fire. I'm telling you, it's too late when something happens. He desires to do a work. He desires to do a work in your life. I'm telling you, he desires to set one free. He desires to set you free from bondage. He desires it tonight. I'm telling you tonight, I don't know how this message is going to go all together, but I'm telling you, when I was prepared for this message, I was taking a reading, and I was taking over there meditating on God, and it wasn't about an hour. I read something my wife had wrote. She wrote this. I really believe that if someone isn't living for the Lord, that there will come a place and a time in their life that the Lord will allow something to happen that will humble them, and they will have no other choice but to call out to Him. I'm telling you tonight, that was wrote when I was preparing for this message. I didn't know what she was writing, Brother Donnie. But I'm telling you, the Lord's on the throne, and He knows what He's doing. He allows things to happen for it to humble you, for it to humble you at an altar of prayer. That's what He wants. He wants to humble you. He wants all of you. So many of us hear the sound of a voice. We want to serve God half-hearted. We can't serve Him half-hearted. He wants all of you. He's a jealous God tonight. You know, we can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Or we provoke Him to wrath. We provoke Him to jealousy tonight. Who am I preaching to tonight? Who am I preaching to? I'm telling you, you might not be on choppy waters tonight. You may not be going through nothing tonight. But just remember what this old boy is telling you tonight. There's going to be a time coming. If you don't do what's required of thee, He's going to set that barley fields on fire. I'm telling you, He's going to be burning. You know, I got an aunt that I love with all my heart. She's seen 3 children of hers die with cancer. And we used to tell her all the time, your barley fields are burning. And she didn't want to come to know the Lord. But right at the end of the way, on her deathbed. But I'm telling you, the Lord set her barley fields on fire. And she wasn't willing to that at the last to do something with it. I wouldn't want to wait to the last. I don't want to wait to the last minute. I want to be one that can serve the Lord. I want to be one that can do something for the Lord now. I want to be one that can say, speak on. Lord, thy servant hear thee. I hear you tonight, Lord. Speak on. For so many of us, we stiff-necked and we hard-hearted. Just like the children of Israel. I'm telling you, we backslide in our heart. We don't want to do what's right. I'm telling you, that's what he does. He set your barley field on fire to bring you back to that place where you used to be. I'm telling you tonight, there's someone here that has left their first love. You need to go back to your first love tonight. Back to your first love. He wants to do a work for you. You know, so many times, you might feel like, well, preacher, I need to go all the way and do my first works again. I'm telling you, if I felt that way, let me get to an altar of prayer. Let me get where I need to be. I'm telling you, he's coming today when you need to be in. Ain't gonna come a rapture upon the land if you ain't left. You ain't ready, you'll be left behind. You will face great tribulation, then. He said, cause you're not cold, nor hot, but lukewarm. He said, I spew you out of my mouth. I tell you, he's going to spew some of us out of the great tribulation. That's exactly what he's going to do tonight. That's what he's going to do. But he said tonight, I'm still wooing thee. I'm still calling for you. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Will you clean the ear, wax out of your ears? Lord, anoint the ear where you can hear what thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord to the church. We need to be here. We need to be here tonight. You know, my Bible tells me that everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter into the kingdom of God, but those that does the will of my Father. I'm telling you, there's so many people that come to the house of God, service after service, week after week, and they ain't even where they need to be. They just shake off the conviction like water on a duck's back. I'm telling you now, it's time to get right. It's time. It's time to do something. It's time to do something about the way you living, about the way you condoning yourself. It's time to do something. Oh, yes. You know, I heard Brother Horace say when he was first coming along, the preacher would get up and preach. Seemed like he was preaching right down on his throat, right down where he's at. That's what the gospel does. It'll preach right where you at. Your sin is going to find you out. I'm telling you, if you got a secret in the closet, you might as well proclaim it upon the housetop, because it's coming out. I'm telling you, he's still wooing. He's still drawing. He's still calling. He's still calling. He said, come unto me, all that ye are laboring heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm telling you, this rest for a child of God. I'm telling you, so many of us, we beat down with the cares of the world and cares of life. We don't have to be that way. You know, John 10:10 says, a thief coming not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that they might have life, and life more abundantly. I tell you what the abundant life is tonight. It's a life of joy. It's a life of peace. It's a life of happiness in the Holy Ghost. That's what it is tonight. But so many of us, we don't want to listen. So many of us get off in our own way and say, I don't have to live that way. Before you know it, your barley fields are set on fire. You say, I don't believe the way that preacher preaches it. I don't believe I should live it the way he says live it. But the first thing you do when a sickness falls or a tragedy comes your way, when the old barley field is set on fire, you call the man of God. You say, pray, pray. My barley fields are burning. Pray tonight. I'm telling you, it just might shill my convey, shill my eye. It just might be on fire tonight. It just might be on fire. This might be on fire. I don't know who it's for. All I know is when I get up to preach, the Lord tells me, son, open your mouth wide, and I feel it. I tell you, I don't come with to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but demonstration and a power. That's why I'm coming to you tonight. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? I'm telling you tonight, I preached it a while back. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, and there are ways thereof are the ways of death. So many times, we walk in our own ways, and the Lord's wooing you, and He's calling you. He said, you know that's not right. You need to do away with it. You need to do away with that sin. I'm telling you tonight, we need to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets us.
Right.
You know, I tell you, when you get rapture ready, is when you lay it down. The cares of the world, the weight of sin. You ever seen anybody? You know, you take a balloon, a helium balloon. If you load it down with weight, it's not no float. That's the same way it is with you. If you load it down with sin, you're not going to break the law of gravity when the rapture takes place. You got to be ready. He's coming back after a sanctified, blood-washed church with one without spot, one without wrinkle, or any such thing. Are you in that church? He's not coming back after the building burning. He's coming back after a church.
Yeah.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? He said, I have called thee. You know, there's a message interpretation. When I hear a while back, you know, where he's calling, where he's calling. He said, I'm calling you. I'm wooing you with my spirit. But I'm telling you, a Holy Ghost gives an altar call, and a person won't come forth. What's the wrong? What's the wrong with the charity? What's the wrong with their feast tonight? I'm telling you tonight, there's something wrong. There's something wrong tonight. Who am I preaching to? He said, I'm wooing tonight with my spirit. He said, I bear thee on eagle's wings tonight, and I receive thee to myself. I'm telling you. I'm telling you tonight, we just need to get in when the getting's good. I can go back to the Old Testament when the eight got into the boat and the Lord shut them in. He was shut in with God. I'm telling you, Noah, he might have wanted to open that door and let some on in that boat. But I'm telling you tonight, judgment was set, and there's going to be a day coming when judgment's going to be set, and ain't nobody going to get in. You know, Jesus, he's the door. He's that doorway. He's that door of mercy. But one of these days, it's going to be shut, and ain't nobody going to get in. Nobody. You can't go in on mama's coattail. You can't go in on daddy's coattail, papa's coattail. You got to be ready to go for yourself. You got to purchase this ticket for yourself. I'm telling you, come on, get on board. The master's calling tonight. Get on board. I'm telling you, it's for the faithful few tonight. All you have to do is buy the truth and sell it not tonight. That's all we have to do.
That's right.
Amen. But some of us, you know, I've been there myself. So hard-hearted. So hard-hearted. I turn my ear to the truth. I know it's truth, but I don't want to listen. I get in my own ways. Before you know it, there's a trial that's going to come my way. That heat it up. That come my way. I say, Lord, help me. I know I wasn't worthy. I know I wasn't praying the way I need to at times. And I know I wasn't worthy. But I said, Lord, I just need to feel your presence one more time. I just need to get in your presence one more time. And it ain't too long. He blesses me. He blesses me. That's what he wants to do for you. He wants to bless you. If you don't, otherwise you're going to have to get off the pew. You're going to have to meet him. You meet him in the altars. You meet him right here. I tell you, that's the blessed place. And the meeting man is right here. I tell you, the night that the Lord saved me, I was in a little church. It wasn't no size, but it seemed like it was a mile from my seat to the altar. But I'm telling you, I know now, if I tell you, I'll run all the way. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? He has set your barley fields on fire. Young and old alike. Young and old alike. He has set them on fire. I'm telling you, he'll move. He'll move things that you make it a god before him. He'll move them. He'll move them out of the way. I'm telling you, I don't want to set up no graven image before my God. I'm telling you, I want to put him first. Keep him first. And I know I'll make it. He's drawing tonight. He's drawing. He's drawing.
Bless the Lord.
You know, I can't do it, but the Lord's one that pricks the heart. He's doing something here. You know, I don't know where either one of y'all's from. I don't know what walks of life you're from. But I know what the Lord thy God can do. He can take a man that's way out of sin, that's way down below the bottom. He can pick him up. He can establish his goings. And he can take him to a work in his life. And even call him to teach, call him to preach. I'm telling you tonight, that's what the God I serve can do. But so many times we get in our own way. And we're stubborn and we're bullheaded. We get in our own ways. And the Lord just has to show us. And that's when he said she barred if he was on fire. He set them on fire. But he sends things to lift you up. To lift you up, not to tear you down. You know, in 1995, when my little boy got killed, Brother Billy, there was a woman in Greenville Hospital System. She told me, it does you good, son, to be angry. You can even be angry at God. And I told my wife, I said, no, you can't be angry at God. You know, I know today that was a way for me to come on into the fold of God. You know, I keep it on my mind each and every time I preach. I got an angel in heaven. He said, preach it, daddy, preach it. Tell them like it is. Tell them like it is. Shinamakande, Shinamahaya. It's going to be worth it all one day for a child of God. We just got to hold on just a little bit longer. This thing's wrapping up. It's wrapping up. You know, I can look where the world's at. When you got homosexuals that's out here mad, trying to get in a matrimony, it's not holy tonight. I'm telling you tonight, he's going to set America's barley fields on fire. You know, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the sin of homosexuality, and he's not going to look on USA. He's no respecter of persons. It's still a gross sin. It's still sin today, just like it was then. They can call it a hate crime. They can call it whatever they want to. But I'm going to tell them, there's nothing holy about that. It's an abomination. When men with men working what is unseemly tonight, that's an abomination.
Right.
And he's going to set the barley fields on fire. You know, I look at a little country in the Bible called Ai. You know, Joshua, the untuck one city there when he marched around it 7 times, it come to me one in a second. Then I took that city, and I think it went to this little small city called Ai. You know, that man took just a Babylon garment and some little bit of gold. and hit them in a tent. They couldn't stand before the enemy. In other words, the Lord, he took them, set their barley fields on fire. You can't tell, the Lord's not no blessed sin in no which way, no shape, or no form. He's not no blessed sin. I'm telling you tonight, if you have sin in your life, you got to get it out, or he's going to set your barley fields on fire. I can remember back when I first come along, Brother Donnie, I was smoking cigarettes. I was throwing them out right before I get to the church. And a preacher preached a message. And I said, my God. I said, can the Lord withhold his spirit just because I'm sinning for the whole church? Of course he can. He ain't no blessed for sins at. We got to get out of sin. Come out from among the world. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, hallow not the unclean thing. And he will receive you. He will receive you to himself. And he said, you can be your sons and my daughters, said the Lord. Yeah. He's not no blessed for the sin at. He's not no blessed for the sin. I'm telling you tonight, he's still calling. And he's still doing the work. He's still doing the work. I tell you, he's still doing the second work of grace tonight. He's still sanctifying. He's still sanctifying holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y. And when you sanctify holy, it makes you a candidate for the sweet heaven's Holy Ghost. You can't get the Holy Ghost without the sanctification. I tell you, you can't make a cherry pie and leave out the cherries. You got to have all the ingredients tonight. All of them. He said, I'm still calling. I'm still calling. What am I preaching to? Make your calling elect sure tonight. I want to be sure my sin find me out. I want to be sure that it find me out tonight. If I got sin in my life, I want it revealed.
That's right.
I want it revealed. You know, I want to be on that straight way, that straight path. I want to be on that old path, that old landmark. You know, you don't want to forget the old landmarks. That's what you want to take you home, is the old landmarks. Get in the old way. You might say, well, preacher, you're preaching old time stuff. Well, you got to look. My notes is over 2,000 years old. If it were 2,000 years old tonight, it is still old. It's still the old path.
Yes.
It's still the old school.
Yes.
Who am I preaching to tonight?
Bless the Lord.
Who am I preaching to? He said, I'm calling. I'm calling.
Yes.
And I tell you what he said to you. He said, call on me, and I will answer thee. And I will show you great and mighty things which I know is not. He wants to show you some things.
Right.
But we got to be to a place where he answers us.
Right.
We got to be to that place where he answers us. Right. You know, I have heard people. It was in sin. So I pray every night. You might pray every night and be in sin. But I'm telling you that sin is keeping that prayer from not heard. It's not heard tonight. Not unless it's a prayer of repentance. That's what kind of prayer he hears. I tell you, I preached a funeral of one of my brother-in-law's not 2 foot long back. It set their barley field on fire when my niece seen daddy die. When she seen him die, it set their barley field on fire. I'm telling you, she came to church just for a little while. I'm telling you, something else will come her way, and it's going to shake her. I'm telling you, that's what kind of God we serve. He's not going to let you continue in sin. He said, continue in sin? God forbid. How can a man that's dead to sin live any longer therein? I tell you, I'm dead to sin tonight.
Yes.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? You know, some of us, we go to a place, and you know, one of the places that's bringing condemnation on us, that's miring our testimony. That's miring our testimony each and every time we go. And you feel condemnation when it follows, but you still ain't willing to lay it down. I'm telling you, we got to lay stuff down. We got to lay down what needs to be laid down for Christ. We got to pick up what needs to be picked up. We got to lay down sin, and we got to pick up the cross, and we got to follow him daily. He didn't say that old cross wouldn't get heavy. He said, pick it up and follow me. I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm going to cast that old cross down, and I'm going to receive a crown. Each and every one of us can wear one. All of us can wear one, I'm telling you.
Bless him, Lord.
Who am I preaching?